This week marks the one-year anniversary of the Black Jewel Railroad blockade, a two-month-long protest by unpaid miners in the coal fields of eastern Kentucky. Sydney Bowles covered the protest, and now she takes us there again to reflect on what it all meant 1 year later.
It's a quiet, foggy morning by Sandhill Bottom Road in Cumberland, Kentucky. You can hear crickets chirping, birds twittering, cars passing on the highway. If you didn't know any better, you'd think this was an ordinary intersection on an ordinary stretch of mountain road. But 1 year ago, this place was far from forgettable.
No pain, no coal!
Amen!
No pain, no coal!
After the sudden and chaotic bankruptcy of Black Jewel Coal last July, hundreds of coal miners in Kentucky, Virginia, and West Virginia, and more in Wyoming, were left without jobs and without weeks of the pay they were owed. So on July 28th, five angry miners decided they weren't going to take it anymore. They stepped in front of a train full of more than $1 million worth of coal. And they didn't move for almost 2 months.
And this right here, this is BS. It has burnt us. If they can load a train out, they can give us our money.
The Black Jewel bankruptcy was a part of a larger decline in the coal market, and in the years since, that decline has only grown in speed and severity. It's left the former Black Jewel miners and other coal communities with even fewer options.
A quarter of the coal fleet has shuttered nationwide since 2005.
That's Hannah Pitt, a senior analyst at the Rhodium Group, an independent research firm that focuses on energy. The coronavirus pandemic, Pitt says, is only accelerating that decline.
In our scenarios where we're looking at what happens now that we find ourselves in this pandemic, coal is going to be hit even harder. So out to 2030, we expect more than 50% of coal plants will retire.
It's not just coal for electric power that's taking a hit, Pitt says. When the economy slows, fewer people build new things, so the market for coal used to produce steel is also in a free fall. That means a slew of hardships for coal-reliant communities, including in the employment sector. Phil Smith is a spokesperson for the United Mine Workers of America.
Early on in this in the pandemic, in March, April, and even into May, many of our members were at the mines were working short weeks. You know, they were working 2 or 3 days a week. They weren't working full shifts. Other mines were just completely furloughed.
Records from the Kentucky Energy and Environment Cabinet show that in the eastern Kentucky coal fields, more than 15% of coal workers lost their job in the first quarter of 2020 alone. Some of the companies that took over Black Jewel Mines have already gone bankrupt themselves. The loss of coal jobs and tax revenue from coal companies is going to disproportionately hurt coal-reliant communities that are already struggling to make ends meet. Only time will tell how deep those wounds will be. Back at Sandhill Bottom Road, I begin to notice traces of the protest that have lasted these 12 long months. Here, some blackened stones where there might once have been a campfire. There, traces of white spray paint on the railroad, where once was written, "No pay, we stay." Most of the miners had been made whole. One former miner, Brandon Middleton, had this to say about the anniversary of the protest. Quote, "Myself and my comrades at Black Jewel lost cars, lost homes, lost retirements, and many had to leave here to seek employment far from here. The people of Appalachia have been taken advantage of by the greed of coal companies for generations, and it has to stop." For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles in Cumberland, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by the support of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.